Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. Last Wednesday, a groundbreaking new bill which could change the face of politics in South Africa was introduced to the nation on the steps of Parliament. One South Africa movement founder Muzi Maimane, COPE leader Monsieur Lokota, and Christian Marketplace leader Dr. Michael Louis introduced the Direct Election Bill, which aims to put political power into the hands of the people of South Africa as envisaged in our constitution, rather than in the hands of political parties. The Direct Election Bill was drafted following a landmark Constitutional Court judgment in June, which ordered Parliament to reform our electoral system to allow independent candidates to stand for Parliament. Writing about this development in Gateway News, Dr. Louis says, "The challenge is not the new legislation, which will happen, but for believers to participate in the power transfer in order to establish a healthy representative government that will leave a godly legacy to the next generation. It is time for us to start preparing ourselves as the church to lead by going into a process of self-restoration and teaching ourselves to be statesmen and to disciple our beloved country by obeying the Great Commission," he says. You can read more in Gateway News about the vision of the Direct Election Bill, which will be tabled in Parliament on Friday, and about opportunities to contribute to the final shaping of the bill and to participate in an upcoming School of Governance webinar, The Great Reset, Be the Change. In other standout news, we report on South Africa joining the Return, Revival and Repentance Initiative, a campaign that was initiated by best-selling author and prophetic leader Jonathan Cahn in an urgent call on believers in the US and the world to humble themselves and return to God. And we look at responses to 8 South African rugby players, including World Cup stars Faf de Klerk and Lurt de Jager, refusing to kneel in support of the Black Lives Matter movement before an English Premiership match. The SA players and others who joined them all took a stand against racism by wearing rugby against racism t-shirts, but South African Sports Minister Nati Mtetwa has called for an inquiry into why they didn't kneel. We report on why more and more people are saying that the BLM movement, whose values are opposed to those of Christians and Western civilization, have hijacked the legitimate call for all of us to oppose racism. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.